Today's learning from Nishmat Chaim Lutzer B'Shem Shaya Yemeisha Neu Rivka Basmeisha Israel is from Nachar Meisha B'Shusru of Shalom Achaim Meisha Yema Malka Miriam Baruch Basar Malka Mat Yitzchak Ben Fegel Dina Schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So a holding at the end of Simon Reish Yud Aleph, went through a very long simon over here with regards to the order of brachas. Hopefully we learned a lot. And here we are going to wrap this up. Hopefully we'll wrap this up today. Ha'ilafan of Tavshil, Mikemach, Kusman, Shibaylashual, Shipon, Geffen, Ta'ena, Veriman. So you have in front of you these cooked dish that's made from either oats, a spelt, or rye, and you also have grapes, figs, and pomegranate, right? So now you have an issue over here, because if you remember, we said that once your mezainis goes before ha'etz, what in the pasuk it says eretz chita sa'ira. Chita is wheat and sa'ira is barley, right? So now kusman, oats, right? And oats, spelt, and rye are not listed directly in that pasuk, but on the flip side, they are part of the chameshes min and dagen, right? So shivas aminim, we went with the order of the pasuk. So if it was chita, it would trump, right? Bracha, we also went mezainis. But on the other hand, over here we have rimon, which is shivas aminim, listed in the shivas aminim, and let's say spelt, which is not listed in the shivas aminim. Now we're not talking about over here a case where it's a mitzvah. We're talking over here where it's a mezainis, okay? It's ma'aseh kedera. Says the mechaber, kevin the mevarach al tafshel barer min mezainis, since on the cooked item is barer min mezainis, berachasai kedemis, the bracha comes first. Alpha gav dehanach mimin shiva. The fig or the grapes or the pomegranate is from the shivas aminim. The eel lav mimin shiva. However, the spelt, the rye, the oats is not part of the shivas aminim. Mikol makim kevin the chashivu. Chashive, the chashiv, the oven in pass, because you can make bread out of them. Umavarach aleihem amaitzi, ubirchas amazan. If I would make bread, it would become amaitzi. Kaidemis apagav the loy of dinun pass. They are go first. So although these are not listed in the shivas aminim, and we have now a competition, shivas aminim or mezainis on one of these items, says the mechaber, since they could be elevated into bread, they are automatically considered more chashiv. So if I have a oat cracker and a rimon, I make the mezainis on the oat cracker first, and then I would make the ha'etz on the rimon. So let's see the mishabur on this. Now, however, the shibay l'shul v'shipa min tzayim, says the mishabur, although these, the oats, the barley, and the oats, the spelt, and the rye, are really, although they are not listed openly in that pasuk of the shivas minim, they are sort of byproducts of the shivas aminim, of the chameshes minim dagam. Right, since they are not in openly in the pasuk, eman chashivas min shiva kolkach kamoyam farshim behedi b'kra. Mishabur is explaining this. Why is this even a question? L'chayra, these other chameshes min adagam, the other three, are a subcategory of the chitam and sarim, which are listed in the pasuk. So he's explaining to us really what was the essence of the question. The essence of the question is because lamaisa, they are not openly listed over there. Still, they go first. Why? The of the mayo pass. So the mechaber gave us the reason is because they could be, they are considered mochashiv because lamaisa, you could make bread out of them. And furthermore, says the mishnah, regam hay mechal chitu sayra. They are as part, which was part of the question. Why? But the lamaisa are in the category of chitu sayra. The kra al kolpanim. The chist and chitu sayra koyd melegefen sayna rima. Kasan amagin avram. The dafka hani the chashiv kan. This is specifically for the, now according to the Magen Avraham, this answer that you make the mezainis first was specifically this case of the Mishabura. We had the mezainis, but not from barley or wheat, versus gefen, te'eno, and rimen, versus grapes, figs, and pomegranates. Aval zeisim in tafshel shabay l'shua. What happens if you have zeisim versus shabay l'shua? Zeisim kaidmen mishum the mekdimim v'kura. Remember, Zayas is the number one list after the Eretz, so therefore the Zayas would come first. Okay, but those who argue with the Magen Avraham, it would seem that generally our minhag would be to always make the mezainis first. Okay, so throughout this entire siman, we had a lot of different rules within the shivas aminim, the one closer to the Eretz, if that's all we have, within shivas aminim versus another fruit that's the same bracha, we would go with the shivas aminim. Shivas Aminim versus a different bracha, Ha'eitz versus Ha'adama, you would go with the Chaviv. Once all these things didn't play in the role, we would go brachas, Mezonos was first, then Hagef, and then Ha'eitz, then Ha'adama, and then the lowest level was Shehakol. Okay, says the Mishabur as follows. One second, I lost the place. He says, I'm going to give you a quick, brief summary of what we just learned. Everything later than its neighbor goes afterwards. Even if it's made from spelt or rye, goes first. Next, I have a choice of mezainis on Maisa Gedera, a cooked item that has a mezainis in it that would still be a mezainis, right? In other words, it meets the requirements that the grain that's in there is there for flavor, not just as a binding agent, right? Barmin goes next, okay? So Hamaitzi Mon, mezainis next. Next, Barmin mezainis on Maisa Gedera Sarim. Next comes mezainis on barley, right? So if I have a choice of mezainis on chita, mezainis on barley item, make it on the chitim, on wheat. Next, after barmin mezainis of barley, barmin mezainis on ma'isik deri, the shibar l'shul shipan on oats, spelt, or rye. Shigab kemin sirim, they're also a subcategory of sirim. Scientifically, it's really a subcategory of wheat, some of these, but then they believed it was sirim. Ubarmin mezainis de sirim, came in the sirim of first b'kra, kaidim af lehem. So mezainis on sirim goes for the other ones. Afil l'kusma shemin chitim hukam ken kaidim. So even we go even before oats. Next, after mezainis, so we had hamaitzi, mezainis on chita, mezainis on barley, mezainis on the other three of the chamejus minadagim. Then comes bar priagafen. Then, if I have a choice, I make a bracha. Again, we're assuming that the other factors aren't playing a role here. Zaysim, then tamarim, then anavim, then te'ena, then rimain. So then it's olives, then dates, then grapes, then figs, then pomegranates. Bar then comes, if that's not in my list, the next most chashiv is a bayer priyate. So let's say on an apple, upri adama. Okay, then would come if I don't have a bayer priyate, or I do have a bayer priyate, what's my next bracha to make is a bayer pri adama. So if I have sitting in front of me, I have on the table. Then comes shahakol, and then would come a shahakol. So if I have on the table in front of me a hamaitzi, no matter what the hamaitzi is, what it's made from, will always be first hamaitzi. I have on table a mezainis that I also have to make. Let's say it's the kind of food that I also have to make the mezainis on. It would be, I would preferably make the mezainis on chita first. If there's no chita, saira. If there's no saira, on the next. Then I would make a bar, if there's wine, my next bracha would be to make a bar pri agafa. Now I got to make a bar pri eitz, and I have multiple items. So whichever I have there would be in this order of the chashivas, whichever is earlier. The earliest one in the list that I have, that's the one I should make the bracha on. So if I have it's olives, dates, olive, dates, grapes, figs, pomegranate. The next bracha I would make, if I don't have any of those, so I didn't make a bar pri eitz on one of those, I would make, I have a choice, I have apples and cucumbers, I make the bracha on the apple first. Then I would make the bracha on the cucumber, and then I would make a shahakal. This, once we're past these issues, this is our only question. We don't look at chavav. Let's say I like the shahakal. This is in everything that we listed earlier. Bayer priyetz u bayer priyadama, az linim bas ha-chaviv, aval ha-sheni, afil ha-sheni min shiva. If I have a choice of bayer priyetz or bayer priyadama, there, as we learned in Sif Gimel, the chaviv wins. Hoya shneim chivim, if they were the same, az linim bas ha-min shiva, then you go after the shiva saminim. Ve'achem ha-mugdim ha-pasik, if I have multiple min shiva, I go with the one. Earlier in the pasik, going to kaisa kloyas chitot, the v'chasa bayer priyadama, let's say I'm eating a kernel of grain, right? That's a hadama. But eichel zayis, I'm also going to eat olives, right? Yagdim chita, do kardim akrat, should make on the chita. Ken kasa magana from. But go polik al zeh. The girl says no. Ha eitz wins, and that seems to be the way we know it. Moshe kasav nul el basiv katan chav zayin, ayin shav. Shnayim enim in shiva. What happens if I have multiple things on the table, but none of them are from the shivas aminim? Yeshak dem priya eitz, I'm shavu chavivas. So if I like the priya eitz and the vegetable the same, then make the priates. Halav achi, chavav kaidim, then chavav is first. So they're all equal. We gave the list. By many of these things, if they're not equal, one is more chavav, then we go with the chavav first. V'chein shneim pri adama, ashneim shahakel, azlinim basa chavav, make the bracha on the chavav. Hine manikra chavav. What is, a recap of everything we learned, what is considered chavav? Anon b'nei Ashkenazim shachanach ha'reishasiyatoi. We follow the Rosh's explanation of chavav, shiyamin ha'rogali is chavav etzlai. So remember we had this, that according to the Rosh, what's considered chavav? Chavav is that one that you generally like more. Doesn't make a difference what right now you like more. It's the one that you generally like more. What's something they're equal? You love them both. Then you go to one you want more now. Now, birchas is the important halacha. Last thing over here. Birchas achila v'shtiyo, no matter what, any bracha on food or drink, afila birchas shehakol, kaidemes l'birchas hareach, always goes in front of the abayir mina besamim, abayir mina atze besamim. Now, why? Because, so they explain that the reason, right? So although, alpi kabbalah, the things that you smell are considered much more chashiv, and that's why, and that's the things that the neshama has anar from, and that's why, because that's one of the things that other marishan did not sin, right? And if you look by we don't have time to go through the whole thing. If you look by the Ma'aseh Egel, it seems that all the averis that they did had to do with all these senses except for smell, right? They saw that he didn't, right? And Yeshua says they came down and they heard kol b'machna, so they heard sound, and they vayeshavayoychlu vayishtu, right? They gave, right, and they handed over. They had feel, right? They tied their jewelry in their hands and they gave it over. All the senses sinned except for the smell. So oftentimes we do find that the chashiv is the smell. However, when it comes to bracha, since the food actually comes into my body versus the smell does not actually come into my body, therefore the bracha on eating or drinking always comes first. Now the shaila is, what happens if you're eating something that has a very good smell and you enjoy the smell? So you have to make a barim mina besamim and a barim and a bracha on the fruit. So you're eating some sort of esrik, and you're going to smell it, so you have to make the bracha on the smell and the bracha on the food. So he writes over here, shemutav levarach al hareach tchil. In that case, you'd make on the reach tchil. Mishum shanasei kreivish, you take a shaks miyadei mariach. But as soon as you hold it, you're going to smell it. So how can I not make the bracha? V'achekach yivarach al hachil. Now the Prima Garden gives another etzel. He says sheyitem tzas min apri yivarach al hachil, but leichav al hennes min hareach. Have in mind that I don't want to have a nod from the smell. And then afterwards, make hanah. So this also seems to be and go both ways. But if you're going to have hanah from the smell, that's the one exception that you make the bracha on the reah first. But other than that, you will always make the bracha on the food first and then make the bracha on the smell. Okay, I hope this last siman wasn't too confusing, and I hope we have a little bit of a better idea. The good news is, as we saw, it was pretty much a shita each way. So as long as you either get the chavav, then if you do the chavav first, you got the Rambam. If you do the other order, you got the Rosh. So either way, you pretty much was okay with at least one of the Rishonim. All right, we'll stop over here, and Metz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.